Windy Tricks. Mary Jane was walking down the road with her dad to the ice cream shop. She proudly wore her brand new sun hat with a wide straw brim covered in tiny pink flowers. "I think I'll have strawberry ice cream," Mary Jane said as she skipped happily along. "Although chocolate is yummy." "I like hokey pokey," Dad said with a wink, "with chocolate dip." By the time they reached the shop, Mary Jane had made up her mind exactly what she would ask for. Pineapple flavour with hundreds and thousands and a chocolate bar stuck in the top. Dad decided to have hokey pokey with nuts and chocolate chip on a double cone. As they walked out of the shop with their ice creams, a gust of wind whooshed around the corner and pulled at the brim of Mary Jane's hat. She made a grab for it, but oops, she knocked the ice cream off her cone and it fell splat onto the footpath. "Oh," she wailed, "my ice cream." She looked up to see her hat sailing away up in the sky. "My hat," she yelled. Dad tried to grab it, but his quick dive jerked his ice cream out of his hand and onto the footpath as well. Two melting blobs were trickling into runaway streams. But Mary Jane and Dad were looking upwards to the overhang from the shop roof. There, perched on the corner, was Mary Jane's new sun hat. "I'll go and ask Mr. Patel if he has a ladder," Dad said, and went into the shop, leaving Mary Jane staring up at the hat. Soon he was back with Mr. Patel and a ladder. They propped it against the side of the shop. As Dad began to climb, a sharp gust lifted the hat and deposited it further along, stuck on a sign that said, "Patel's Ice Cream Shop." "Jumping wallabies," cursed Dad, as he climbed down and moved the ladder along. "Got to go now," said Mr. Patel, as a couple of customers walked into his shop. "Here, little girl, hold the ladder for your dad." Mary Jane grabbed the sides of the ladder and held as firmly as she could while Dad climbed again. He came to the top rung, but as he stretched up to grab the hat, his wallet slipped out of his pocket onto the pavement below. Mary Jane went to pick it up. As she let go of the ladder, it wobbled, and for a second she thought it was going to fall. She put her foot on the wallet while she quickly grabbed the sides of the ladder. Dad stretched up again, and this time managed to take hold of the brim. He had to climb down again using his free hand. "Here you are, my dear," he said as he handed Mary Jane her hat. He took the ladder back into the shop while Mary Jane straightened the brim of her hat and wiped a spot of mud off the pink flowers. Dad appeared again with two huge double cone ice creams. "Thanks, Dad," said Mary Jane gleefully. "What flavour?" "Guess," Dad said. As they walked back down the road, Mary Jane felt the wind tugging at the brim of her hat, but this time she had the ribbons tied firmly under her chin.